4. Outbreak of the Rebellion. The Lucifer Manifesto was issued at the annual conclave of Satania on the Sea of Glass, in the presence of the assembled hosts of Jerusalem, on the last day of the year, about 200,000 years ago, Urantia time. Satan proclaimed that worship could be accorded the universal forces, physical, intellectual, and spiritual, but that allegiance could be acknowledged only to the actual and present ruler, Lucifer, the friend of men and angels, and the God of liberty. Self-assertion was the battle cry of the Lucifer Rebellion. One of his chief arguments was that, if self-government was good and right for the Melchizedeks and other groups, it was equally good for all orders of intelligence. He was bold and persistent in the advocacy of the equality of mind and the brotherhood of intelligence. He maintained that all government should be limited to the local planets and their voluntary confederation into the local systems. All other supervision he disallowed. He promised the planetary princes that they should rule the worlds as supreme executives. He denounced the location of legislative activities on the Constellation headquarters and the conduct of judicial affairs on the universe capital. He contended that all these functions of government should be concentrated on the system capitals, and proceeded to set up his own legislative assembly and organized his own tribunals under the jurisdiction of Satan. And he directed that the princes on the apostate worlds do the same. The entire administrative cabinet of Lucifer went over in a body and were sworn in publicly as the officers of the administration of the new head of the liberated worlds and systems. While there had been two previous rebellions in Nebadon, they were in distant constellations. Lucifer held that these insurrections were unsuccessful because the majority of the intelligences failed to follow their leaders. He contended that majorities rule, that mind is infallible. The freedom allowed him by the universe rulers apparently sustained many of his nefarious contentions. He defied all his superiors, yet they apparently took no note of his doings. He was given a free hand to prosecute his seductive plan without let or hindrance. All the merciful delays of justice Lucifer pointed to as evidence of the inability of the government of the Paradise Sons to stop the rebellion. He would openly defy and arrogantly challenge Michael, Emmanuel, and the Ancients of Days, and then point to the fact that no action ensued as positive evidence of the impotency of the universe and the super-universe governments. Gabriel was personally present throughout all these disloyal proceedings, and only announced that he would, in due time, speak for Michael and that all beings would be left free and unmolested in their choice, that the government of the sons for the father desired only that loyalty and devotion which was voluntary, wholehearted, and sophistry-proof. Lucifer was permitted fully to establish and thoroughly to organize his rebel government before Gabriel made any effort to contest the right of secession or to counterwork the rebel propaganda. But the Constellation Fathers immediately confined the action of these disloyal personalities to the system of Satania. Nevertheless, this period of delay was a time of great trial and testing to the loyal beings of all Satania. All was chaotic for a few years, and there was great confusion on the mansion worlds.